Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, you are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we are going to look at some principles of upbringing children so that the audience gets a detailed description of the matter concerning how to raise their children Islamically. And today we have in our studio guest speaker Sister Salma Khalfan, who is an Islamic researcher in the Hawza Ilmiya of Qum. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program, Sister Salma.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you so much for inviting me over.
Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
We've been having some questions that we wanted you to answer, and you've been answering the questions very nicely, and inshallah we'll be asking you some more today. We were discussing about the question where somebody was asking, you know, how to control their students in a class setting. At times it gets difficult, and you gave very good points. So do you have any more points to add?
Yes. The fact that, you know, teacher is supposed to act like a parent also. You know, there are three kinds of parents we have. Your real parent, as for example, your father, the father in matrimony, and your father is a teacher. So the teacher should act like a father. For example, if the child is suffering something, the teacher should notice that. So the child feels a spirit of being wanted and liked. You know, sometimes the child is so tired and sleepy, the teacher should have compassion on the child and say that today I'm seeing that you're very sleepy. Why don't you go and, you know, like put
wash
water in
your face.
Wash your face and come healthy, or go out and just have a little run. You know, a jog and come back so that you can feel uplifted and better. So the child will feel that he cares about me,
yeah,
the way the parent cares, you know. Of course, it can never be the same, but that respect will be formed. And the child will never take advantage of sleeping in front of the teacher or doing naughty, funny things in front of the teacher.
True.
Or even shouting towards the teacher.
Very
or in
true.
Front of the teacher.
So this is very true. I feel like a teacher's job is a bit difficult, but there are so many talented people out there. And I've seen that a lot of children really, really idolize their teachers, showing that those teachers have done a good job.
Yeah.
Inshallah, that we, if we're trying to be teachers, we try and be, you know, such teachers. So we're going to stop for a short break, inshallah, and we will continue with the next question after the break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio, and we have been discussing about some very interesting questions. We had another question over here, and somebody was asking, how can we motivate a teenager? Right now, you know, teens are kind of difficult to control, difficult to, you know, satisfy. They're very, you know, their emotions are very high.
Yeah.
It gets difficult.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that, you know, motivation is something that a factor that it should be in every level of every human being. Even an old person, even a young child, even an adolescent, even a teenager, even a youth. In whatever phase of life a person is, if they don't have motivation, they won't feel like continuing anything that they're doing. They'll feel it's baseless, it's pointless. So this factor of motivation should always be strengthened in a person. Even we right now, we need this motivation to come and, portray what we are going to speak, to, relate to the people. Without motivation, we wouldn't have interest in what we are speaking, and it would show in our tones. But we want something to happen out there for people to realize that, life is just not something that needs to pass along just like that. There is a purpose to life. So everything you do, there's a motivation behind it. Otherwise, it'll be like pointless to do it, right?
Yeah.
And mainly the best thing is that why we worship God, there should be a motivation behind that. So God forbid there's a day that you feel the same old routine, praying two rakat, then eating, then going to study, then coming back from school, and then eating again, and then the same old things.
Yeah.
A person feels very frustrated at that, yeah? But if he has a motivation, they'll feel, what am I doing this for?
Yes.
I have a higher purpose. I'm doing it for the sake of Allah. These things will never be wasted.
But I feel at times youth don't really get attracted to such concepts. Like they feel like, okay, we are doing it for Allah, but like, where is this going to take me?
Yeah, exactly. It starts with that. Where is it going to take me?
Okay.
And then it ends with that. That's okay. The highest stage that it's done for Allah. Because even wherever it takes you, it's not enough. We are people of perfection. We want perfection in everything. But when we get that perfection, we realize it wasn't perfect.
Mm.
So we are not happy at that point in time. We want more. And when that more even comes, we realize we want more.
Yeah.
So what is the ultimate? The ultimate is Allah, right?
True.
Allah's love, being attached to Allah and things like that. The good virtues that Allah wants us to, develop. So, of course, it comes with this, that motivation in what you do, anything with a purpose. Do it with a purpose. Do it interestingly. So how does that come about? It's also requires a lot of enthusiasm and the, provocation of thoughts. You need to think about how to get it. And a lot of responsibility, a lot of persistence, a lot of resilience, and a lot of hard work, of course. But it comes, the outcome is there, motivation comes. And again, here, we talked about, in our previous episodes, we talked about the process of the efforts that you put on, yeah?
Yeah.
So to get a person motivated in whatever they do, make them feel that the process of becoming motivated and disciplined is what is important. Not the outcome.
Oh.
Teach the child that the outcome will be sometimes not according to what our wish wants, what we wish. But it's the process that you do. And such a process is something that should be enjoyable.
Yeah. And that process is what's going to make you grow.
Yeah, the process is what's making a difference in your life.
We're just going to take another short break and we'll be continuing soon after.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio, and we have been discussing about some very interesting questions. Somebody was asking, how can we motivate a teenager?
Okay, we can mention any example focusing on the effort. For example, if it's a football match and your child is losing always, focus on how he plays and how he loves playing and how he gets that exercise and how he gets that feeling of happiness when you do exercise, the hormones, they are secreted to make a person feel very balanced, very happy also. There are certain hormones secreted that are poisonous and they go, in form of sweat. So what remains is those hormones that keep you calm. Even it's very good to encourage an adolescent to do exercise because they would have those bad thoughts coming in their mind, thoughts that disturb them. So exercise is something so important, the procedure of doing it. For example, a person wants to lose weight. You can encourage them that whilst you're doing exercise, how good you feel. That's the important thing. So that adds to the motivation. But if you think the end result, it will make you perplexed.
Yeah.
What will you achieve? How many, for example, what will you lose? How much weight will we lose? Or will we win the football match or not? What's the use? Or can I cook, for example, will I get that result that I want? Then you'll stop it. But if you keep on enjoying what you're making, that's the beauty in it.
So. And I feel like in the world today, because of social media, the youth are wasting a lot of their time, or they're feeling like their end result is, you know, what's going to make them maybe more rich or what's going to make them more acknowledged. Sometimes that's kind of limiting their progress in life. And I think that's why they lack so much motivation. Like, it's hard to motivate them because they feel like they're getting temporarily satisfied through this social media, through their phones. And so it gets so difficult to get them out of that, to show them that there is a greater purpose in life.
And the social media puts it in such a way that the result is better than the process of efforts. Yeah.
True.
So the efforts, in a way, it's something that is so beautiful that even the result cannot be that beautiful. For example, if the process of doing something like a business is achieving great wealth, if you don't achieve that, they make it look that the wealth is more beautiful than the process. But the process only of putting your effort and, for example, starting a business or even a simple business of running a shop, just to meet the customers and to exchange this, you know, salams and to sell them and to pass your time in this way that you're talking to people, you're looking at people, you're encouraging the people and, you know, you're passing your time in this way. For example, it's your business that you have to. There are other goals, divine things that you could do. But for example, if a person wants wealth, in the end, what is it? That satisfaction. Or a person, if you're selling food, for example, the satisfaction that you cooked a nice meal.
True,
that's
true.
The important thing, not that money you earn. That is not as attractive as the fact that you made people happy when they ate the food, right?
Very true.
So this is very important about how to motivate a youth. And we'll talk about how to then talk to a youth about what matters so as to add to the motivation, inshallah, in our next episode.
Inshallah. Thank you very much. And we hope to see you in the next episode. Dear audience, thank you very much for joining us on the program. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir, and visit us at our website, parstoday.ir. Inshallah, until the next program, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect with no flaws at all are the laws of Allah. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way. It's a complete way.